Well, happy Thursday and welcome aboard live local radio on 97.1. Wow, here we are back live, Tag. Who would have thought? We had a week off last week, and I've got to tell you, I had a great person filling in, and I think we should invite her back sometime. What do you think?
I think so, too. I told her, whenever David's out, I'd love to have you come in. She did a great job.
I heard that. In fact, I heard the show later on just to double check because I knew that Jessica would be perfect. And again, it's funny how it starts. You get pulled in to fill in every once in a while, and then all of a sudden you got a gig around here. That's how that works around here. Which, again, thank you, Jessica, for that filling in. It was awesome. I heard nothing but great reports. And it looks like you have a part-time gig if you want it. That's perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Got a couple of great guests today, too. We've got from Bond General Health, we have Amelia Boyd talking about strengthening the Strength Fun Run. And I'm sure Tag's up for that. You'll do the first, maybe like be the rabbit for the first mile or so.
Set the pace.
That'd be great. And then we have Heather from the Panda talking about all the cool things going on there. And then we have Chris Chambers, who is kind of like the realtor to the stars here in Sandpoint area. But he's also the president of the Sandpoint Rotary Club, and his term is coming to an end on June 30th, so we wanted to kind of get an idea of what they're up to. They've got the big Chafe bike ride coming up and all sorts of stuff coming up that way. Well, here we are. We survived Lost in the 50s. Got to tell you, the weather gods weren't that kind, but, you know, the spirit of Lost in the 50s came through. And, you know, Tag, it's funny. If you want to have a wedding in North Idaho, you have it in August because it doesn't rain. I mean, it's perfect, beautiful. I mean, Chamber of Commerce type weather and all that kind of stuff. And then if you want to have a car show in the middle of May, it's hit or miss. And I counted, it did rain each of the 3 days, Friday during the parade, Saturday and Sunday a bit. But you know what was funny? As people didn't care. They showed up downtown. It was busy. People were in a good mood. People want to show off their vehicles. They want to just kind of get together. And we're still doing that. I think we're still coming out of COVID a little bit that way. People still want to get reconnected to other people. And Lost in the 50s is great for that, for sure. So it's kind of funny, though. So Lost in the 50s, so it's 50 degrees. It'll always be 50 degrees. And a 50-50 chance of precipitation. I think there's probably something to that. But Carolyn Gleason, if you're out there, good job on this thing. My gosh, it's been a Sandpoint standard for years now, and it wouldn't be what it is without you and your legion of volunteers. And again, great tradition, great fun event, and uniquely, oh, I can't say uniquely Sandpoint. There's other car shows, but there's no other car show like this with the concerts going on and all the other kind of cool stuff going on. So let's hope that the Lost in the 50s keeps going and keep getting stronger all the time. And it looks like the next generation starting ready to roll into that too. So. And I'm not quite sure. I had a 74 Pinto as my first car, and I don't think that still counts as a classic. You don't think so?
I don't think so. Maybe you could try. You could try.
You could try it for sure. So yeah, but probably not. I don't think I dare do that. So for sure. But what I want to do, I think we've got three great guests today, and I want to make sure we give them a bit of time, Tag. So I think what we'll do, let's take our first break, and then when we come back, I think we'll go ahead and start out. I saw a smiling face, so I think we will have the Bonner General. Probably Amelia Boyd is hanging out there somewhere, so we'll start out with her, and then we'll go from there. So we'll be right back, and we'll talk about Find Your Strength Fun Run.
Water Heaters Unlimited is your local full-service dealer featuring the American-made Bradford Whitewater Heaters. From tankless upgrades to emergency repairs, keeping your home comfortable year-round. Proudly serving Bonner and Kootenai counties with convenient same-day service available. And right now, sign up for the free pontoon rental on Lake Ponderay with a boiler upgrade. Water Heaters Unlimited. More info at waterheatersunlimited.com. We warm up your day. Ready to feel stronger, more confident, and energized? At Backyard Kettlebell, you'll learn safe, effective kettlebell training with beginner-friendly coaching in a supportive, non-judgmental environment. Whether you're just starting out or looking to change up your fitness routine, our sessions are designed to help you build real strength that fits your life. Discover how kettlebell training can work for you at your pace with expert guidance every step of the way. 319 Church Street in Sandpoint. Stronger starts here. Backyard Kettlebell.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there is a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you, older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336, or biglou.com.
News Talk 97.1.
So welcome back to Live Local Radio. It's your host, David Keyes. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. What a lovely day. I think we are finally feeling summer. If I can tell by my yard, the dandelions are in mid-form right now, too. So I think they're catching up for lost time for sure. I am lucky today to have Amelia Boyd here today to talk about, I don't know, what do you want to talk about? Find Your Strength Fun Run, perhaps?
I think so. That would
I'm
be a
glad
great start.
You're here today. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So this has been going on a few years.
Fifth year.
Fifth year. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it.
Well, this fun run is for the community. It's for families. It's to get kids and families running and getting exercise and being healthy, enjoying the outdoors. It's at City Beach, start and finish. Can't ask for a better location. And it's just for fun. It's a no-timed event. We do have prizes, but it's just to get the families out there. We have an after party with snacks and games and Star the Musician and face painting and all that fun stuff. So,
and tell me, has it been good weather all the time?
No.
We just talked about Lost in the 50s, and so it hasn't been, but still people have the spirit and they show up.
You know, last year was probably the worst
Help me here a little
weather
bit.
Year that we had, but the rain held off until after the run, so the after party was canceled.
Really?
Yeah, it was a deluge.
Okay.
But yeah, we still served its purpose.
So now with Trinity and the Edgewater gone away, does that mess up your plans a little bit too?
No, we just moved it back to start finish line near the Snack Shack.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and then the after party's on that grassy area right there. So it actually works out better.
Yeah.
Space wise.
Yeah, Chafe does kind of the same thing. The start and finish is back there by the Snack Shack too. And
yeah.
On that.
And it's easier because you can hear everything that's going on with announcements. When it was at Trinity, it was too far of a distance.
Yeah, but still spoiled that grass.
I know. But Justin still spoils us. 113 Main does provide all the snacks for everybody.
And I think he's a member of the foundation still.
He used to be.
He timed out.
Yes, he did. Wow. Yeah, he was our former president.
I know.
As well.
I know. You guys have done some good things.
Yeah.
So tell us what it costs to be in this.
It's really inexpensive. It's $20 for adults. Kids 8 and under are free, and 9 to 17-year-olds are $10.
Wow, that's really
And then BGH employees are $5.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And do you see a lot of them?
We do.
And what a great way to get close to the community that way,
too. Oh, yeah. And it's superhero themed, so a lot of the littles bring, they have their costumes on and their capes, and parents, too. It's just adorable.
I've seen the photos over the years. I've been out of town. But for some reason, the planets aligned, and I actually get to come this year, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yes,
it'll be
you're
going to
be our MC.
I am.
Super excited.
Yeah. So no timing doesn't count, but enjoy yourself. See?
Exactly.
I can do that.
Yeah. And the kids, the 1K's at 11, The 5K is at 10, and all the kids get a ribbon. So, you know, everybody gets something. Cool. And the top male and female for the 5K get shoes donated from Outdoor Experience.
Cool.
So it's a pretty good prize.
Yeah, that's a really good prize, actually. Yeah. Yeah. So when it's all said and done, where does the money go?
So we have the foundation has a health hometown health grant initiative that we started about 5 years ago. And it's for those departments, you know, all the departments are more than welcome to apply for a grant. And it's for those wish list items that don't generally make it for the big budget, hospital budget. And it goes anywhere from poison prevention, education at the schools. We've paid for that for 2 years. There's a Rocksteady boxing program for those with Parkinson's that we've funded. And even stuff like iPads, a camera for the marketing department, and a refrigerator for a dietary, just things like that.
So, Amelia, so that's the kind of stuff, like you said, that day-to-day helps the employees and people too.
Yes.
But also it's something that doesn't quite fit into a bigger umbrella budget item too. Huh?
Right.
So that probably means more, doesn't it? Because they know what they need and what they want versus here's $1,000, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it helps morale and all the departments look forward to this and they can apply for more than one, you know, grant. And we generally spread it out through, the entire hospital, making sure that everybody gets a little bit of something. So it's a great program. It's a really great
initiative. It sure sounds like it. Again, I'm excited to be a small part of it this year for sure. And I've heard about it before too. I think it's interesting. And tell us about how you got involved. I don't think you're a medical professional.
Oh, not at all. This is way out of my wheelhouse, except for the 5K. I used to be a track head coach and cross-country head coach.
Where?
In New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I did that for, you know, a couple decades. But And when I came here, actually, a friend of mine suggested my name to be on the committee 5 years ago to Justin. And Justin gave me the phone call. And you know how he is. So, and I've been ever since. I've been the race director ever since.
Right. And your hope is to have how many people then?
Oh, we're hoping for 200 to 300 would be really, really nice. And last year we were close. But like I said, the weather, you know, does play a part in some of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the weather committee plays an important part too. And,
yeah.
You know, we were lucky we had a conference here, 2 weekends ago now with Rotary, and we couldn't have had better. And we were just talking about how, I don't know what it is about Lost in the 50s, at least one day you get rain. And this year we had a little bit of you know, taste of it every day. But there's no telling. Have you checked the long range forecast?
I don't. I don't do that. I don't know why. I think you can't really predict long range. You know, it's always wrong.
Well, one studio away is Pat Murphy. And Pat does like the weather, a lot of the weather stuff. And I found myself asking him to help change the weather a little bit. And it seems like he has some influence.
Is he working?
It did for us. So you might want to stop by and say hi to him on that.
I will.
On the, put a little bug in his ear. For sure. So the money goes into the wants, the stuff that employees want. Mm-hmm. Is there a committee then that helps dole that out? Is that
I was I was actually last year was the first year I was a part of the committee. It's usually about two or three people, and it's fascinating. I enjoyed it so much that I'm going to be on the committee again this year. And it's a application process that starts at the end of the summer, and then the administration team gets together, and then we get together with them as well, and then we go through, you know, everything.
Oh, I just think it's great. It makes gets people together. Mm-hmm. It's a happy event. It's a cool event. Superhero event. That's awesome.
Yes.
What a great idea that is. And it comes back and helps our local health care facility that way too. So that's kind of a win-win all the way around for sure too. So how does a person register and how do you find out more information?
BonnerGeneral.org. And it's all there. You can go to the foundation there or Find Your Strength has its own tab. Really easy to donate, really easy to sign up.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. It really truly is. Anything else on your mind today? She's all decked out. She looks like a midsummer form, by the way, here. So. I was a track person way back in the day. I was a sprinter, 100, 200, 400.
I was a sprinter as well.
Were you?
I was a hurdler.
Oh, were you mm-hmm. one of those? That's dangerous
yeah.
stuff.
I mean, oh, you should see hard. The scars on my legs.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the battle wounds.
Yeah. My only claim to fame in the whole world, you know me a little bit from refereeing and stuff, mm-hmm. so I stay fairly active that way, but I swear I'm 10 pounds fat right now. Horrible right now. So I've been enjoying these district governor dinners way too much, visiting all these clubs. Oh, my God. So I get on the soccer pitch lately, and I'm going, oh, why is it uphill?
Well, you know, you don't have to MC. You could actually run if you want.
Oh, no, I'm ready. I do the same thing with Chafe these days, too. I'm happy to be the announcer. I truly am. I'm still sore. But my one claim to fame was way back when I was a junior in high school. It was the year that Montana went from yards to meters.
Mm.
So that was a fairly yeah. lucky time. Yeah. And I was fairly fast. And so for small town schools, I lucked out, knock on wood. I won the 100, the 220, and the 440, and broke all the state records
oh.
for that my last time.
Wow.
So guess what?
So that nobody can break it.
In Helena, Montana.
For it.
I'm up there.
Forever.
And my son looks at that and says, oh, my God, Dad, I'm so much faster. And who knows if he is. I don't know. He is now.
Right.
And so, but it's one of those things that if you're going to break a record,
yeah.
have one forever. Why not?
Yeah, you're in the record books forever. Yeah. All of eternity.
All eternity.
Yeah,
that way.
That's pretty right. cool.
So we all have our little track paths.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love just this. To me, I was so attracted to join because of the healthy aspect, and I'm all about kids moving and families doing it together. So I just love this event. I love seeing the little kids in their superhero, you know, costumes.
They have friends
a mile wide, and they're doing something that is, you know, it's not easy to do, or everybody would be doing it, right? But these kids are out there and they're enjoying themselves.
With their friends and
exactly.
all that too. And
yeah.
they're out of school. Mm-hmm. Summer's kind of kicked in
yeah.
at that point.
So. Yeah, it's a big party.
And we have Chafe around the same time too. Right. So we have kind of a very active community. It's so funny if you look at activities in Sandpoint in the summer. There's not one day that goes by without right. something going on.
Yeah.
And I think we do a pretty good job of inviting kids to be a part of it.
I think so. I think this is the most active community I've ever lived in.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I think Pine Street Woods is kind of one of those things. That,
oh, absolutely. Oh,
what a great place to go for a hike.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. You know, free is important around here for sure. I mean, you got City Beach, you got that. You've got a lot of free activities for families to enjoy here. So we're very
lucky. And that was the biggest thing about this event. I wanted to make it the committee wanted to make the price point affordable for families to do. It's, you know, for families, it's $40 if you have 8 kids or, you know, 2 kids.
Right.
So it's a very affordable event.
Very, very cool.
For families.
Well, very good. Well, I'm excited about being a little part of it. Thanks for all your heavy lifting to get us here. That's
absolutely.
Really cool.
Absolutely.
And a way to make a difference, honestly, for people who are in the profession at BGH who can ask for big things and get sometimes big equipment things, but sometimes it's the day-to-day stuff that makes their lives easier.
Right.
And what a good resolution for that, for sure.
Yeah,
so,
it's a great program.
So mark your calendar coming up on June 13th. And then they can register now probably online.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And you can actually register that morning.
Good. So look out the window. Look for the blue skies and head down to City Beach.
Yes, I'll go talk to Pat right now and make sure that he has that arranged for us.
Yeah, he's got the in on that one for sure. Well, again, thanks for stopping by. I surely appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, David.
I look forward to seeing you on the beach here soon for sure.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking with Heather at the Panada Theater and talk about maybe some fun things to do indoors this summer, too. So we'll be right back after this.
Graduation is right around the corner, and it's time to celebrate that special young adult in your life at 113 Main. We have scratch cooking, hand-cut fresh steaks, seafood, chicken, homemade pastas, seasonal salads, and something for the entire family. We've also just started our summer handcrafted cocktail list with over a dozen new refreshing cocktails perfect for relaxing and calming the nerves as your graduate goes out to the real world. Visit our website, 113mainsandpoint.com.
Get ready for Vive's best internet offers ever. Right now, plans like our Vive Gig Internet is just $60 a month with everything included. Unlimited data, all your equipment, 2-year price lock, and whole home Wi-Fi powered by Eero. To the big guys, you're just a number. To us, you're a neighbor. Vive Broadband, proud to be your hometown connection. Visit vivebroadband.com today to sign up. Offer ends 4/30/26, limited to new qualified residential customers. Certain installations, activation, taxes, and fees extra. Visit vivebroadband.com for all restrictions.
The Co-op Gas and Supply is your hometown propane, farm, home, and hardware store. When you come into the co-op, you can expect friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our goal is to help you find what you need to get back to work or get back out on the road. Whether it's propane for your camping setup, off-road for the farm machinery, or fuel for your car or truck, we have you covered. Our hardware section is impressive, and so is our bulk hose, rope, and chain section. If you haven't gone through our housewares in a while, we think you'll be pleasantly impressed. And don't forget, we have clothing for work and play for both men and women. Check out our pet food and toy section for cats, dogs, and smaller furry friends. You'll find pharmaceutical products for all your pets and livestock, as well as treats and grooming supplies. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you decided to join us today. And if it isn't today, it's Saturday, but Saturday would be today if you're Saturday. Right, Tag? Am I getting that right? Okay, very good. this is a live radio today, but it is rebroadcast on Saturday sometime in the afternoon. Sometimes it moves around, I can tell, but that's okay. Or 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock. There you go, 3 o'clock. I see three fingers. Four fingers. I see four fingers now. Thanks, Tag. That would be 4 p.m. for you listening on Saturday and looking for something to listen to. We're there as well. But we're also streaming live on a podcast too, right? 24/7, starting really later today. Yeah, I think Pat gets that up and running that way too. So if you ever want to hear this again, which I don't know why you would until now, because Heather's here from the Panada Theater talking about all cool things going on this summer. I'm so glad to see you again. It's been a while. We've hit and missed there a little bit, but I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, very.
Our calendar's finally aligned.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. It really is. But the Panada is one of the most important things in our community, the gem of our community.
Yes.
And you've got a bunch of things going on, too. So I didn't want to get too far behind because, you know, people are looking outside a little bit right now. But we have dance recitals going on. We have all sorts of kind of fun stuff going on. You have a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you share some of that with us?
Sure, I would love to. We are activating both our theaters as much as we can these days. As our audience, I'm sure, knows, we do have our little theater. So we've got Dean Johnson coming up on Saturday, June 6th, I believe, and he'll be in our little theater. Last I checked, the tickets were going. So if you do want to come in for some live music with Mr. Johnson, I would highly recommend you get tickets for that event.
And what kind of music is that? I don't know him.
I think it's country.
That's one of the two types of music, is either country or Western. I got it. Okay.
I believe. Don't quote me on that. He'll be in our little theater. And then just this weekend, we've got our friends over at the Kokolala Conservatory, Dance Conservatory School, coming in, and they're doing Cinderella. So we're super excited to have them. They'll be doing a show on Friday at 6 and then Saturday afternoon at 1. And we've got our friends over at the Music Conservatory that are going to be on June 9th and 10th doing a musical around Disney's Frozen Junior, which we're very excited about. We've got Studio One Dance Academy coming in presenting The Greatest Show. And we also have another local talent that will be at the big theater. Her name is Allison Joy Williams. Blues singer, and she'll be with Justin Priest on Saturday, June 13th at 7:30. We're very excited to have Allison for the first time in our theater. Really looking forward to spending the evening with her. And then our dear friends over at Honey Pearl Productions will be doing the musical 1776 in honor of our country's 250th birthday. So over July 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we'll be doing productions of that musical. And she even has on the 4th of July an additional dinner that she's featuring before the show. That's a fundraiser. So we have a ton of stuff going on of all genres. So for everybody in the community, if you're looking for something to do, and the best way to support us is to buy tickets, because you're also supporting our local community members.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Sure. And that does filter right back that way, versus there's some issues now with secondary tickets being scammed, things going on.
Unfortunately, we've seen an uptick in third-party ticketing platforms trying to sell our tickets for 2 and 3 times the amount of what the tickets really are. We do not honor tickets that are not procured directly from our website. So do make sure that you are purchasing directly from panada.org. Our ticketing platform we use is eTix, and so that's embedded within our website. So please do make sure that you are buying tickets directly from us.
And those regular listeners will have heard this story before, but with the festival at Sandpoint. And it is a real problem industry-wide, apparently. And what happens then is somebody shows up with one of those other tickets, and then either one, they're turned away, or they're taken. And the person with the real ticket shows up later on, and they're turned away.
And they are. Yeah, it's a real unfortunate situation. So we want people to be very aware. Make sure that, you know, these ticketing platforms have some very interesting websites where it makes it look like you're procuring directly from us, but you really are not. So do make sure in your web browser that you're on panada.org.
Right.
And yeah, we unfortunately cannot honor tickets that are not procured directly from us.
Has that happened a few times now?
It has. I've unfortunately had to explain the situation to people, and they've had to buy real tickets. The benefit is if they've bought them via their credit card, they can seek relief directly from their credit card companies and explain that they have been scammed. So there is that option for people to retrieve their funds.
But short term, it's a pain. One is hard for your front person deal with that too, right?
Yeah. And it's very disappointing for somebody that has spent a lot of money on tickets only to be told, I'm sorry, those are not legitimate. So it's a very unfortunate scam that's taking place. So we're doing what we can to prevent it with our platform. There's a couple of things that they've put into place for us. So for example, if you wanted to buy tickets 2 weeks before an event, you can procure them, but they will not email you the ticket until a couple days before the event. Right. So we're taking steps to help alleviate some of that fraud.
Well, you may not recognize this, but you have the best job in town.
I do.
You do.
Thank you.
You know, well, you mentioned a few things. One, Studio One. Mm-hmm. I had a daughter who was like, when she was like, I don't even know, 5 years old, who was one of the dancers. She did it for quite a few years there.
Yeah.
So I'll always have memories there. And as you know, I had a conference here 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was lovely. Everybody loves the Panada anyway. And a lot of people hadn't been there. We had Canadians, people from Washington, Montana here.
Okay.
And every one of them said, wow. And then we had the bell choir. From the conservatory, and they were awesome. Mm-hmm. And there were people there who had tears in their eyes because the acoustics were so good. And it's kind of funny. We started it by having the Albany bagpipers come in too, so we had that going on at first, and then it quieted down. Then we had the bell choir, and people just said, "What a great venue for that!" So you know, you see all levels. You see little kids on stage for the first time. Yeah. I always called the little kids the potted plants on the dancing because they stayed still.
Yes. You know,
and they get older, they start doing some more things, but they're the potted plants on stage. But they get that vibe, that hometown feeling of, I've seen the Panada before. I remember when my big sister did, or whatever the connection might have been. And now they're on stage on this iconic platform. And what a great, great venue.
I think the greatest gift is it exposes the sheer talent that we have in this community. So the opportunity to be on that stage and, you know, even as 5 years old, all the way as, you know, up to 85 years old. And we are very fortunate. We have a lot of talented people in our community. And it's very humbling to be in that space and to be able to provide that space to the community.
Right. I've asked you this before, and I know the answer changes sometimes, but how often are you busy? How often do you have an act? Like almost every day, don't you? At least something's going on, it seems like.
Not quite every day. I would say we lean heavy, obviously, on Fridays and Saturdays. And then
some weeks we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it just depends. Right now we have a lot of dance schools coming in and the music conservatory. They're doing their end of the year events and that kind of stuff. So that those types of events are high and busy right now. And then of course we're peppering that with, you know, other professionals coming in, other musical acts. And it feels like we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That it does for you.
Yes. But we certainly work that much. But at least weekly, we've got something going on.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Good. And I've noticed some changes now, too, in the lobby coming in that way. You're starting to do some changes there. And something about the bathroom, too. I don't know about the women's bathroom, so I haven't been there.
Yeah. Yeah, the women's bathroom is quite tiny, and our first major project that we really want to get going fairly soon is the expansion of the female bathroom. So when you walk in the doors, it's kind of that first door on your right, and it'll be expanded into what we call that storefront area. So we're super excited about that project. It hasn't kicked off officially yet, but we're really close. So that would be the first one.
Is that part of your fundraiser going on right now? Is that money going to that project too? Or I know you have some other Century Fund stuff going on and all sorts of stuff right now. So where's that money going? And is it funded, ready to go as soon as you can find time to do the bathrooms?
Some of it is funded, and then we would be kicking off additional fundraising for that particular activity. So those would be considered restricted funds for that, yes.
Right. So. Well, you're in the right group with Rotary, by the way.
Yes.
We're known for building bathrooms around town.
Really?
In fact, we help with the downtown bathrooms that are in the town square.
Oh, okay.
And we had the what was it called? The number one and number two reasons we needed to have bathrooms downtown.
Boy.
And so it was classy, don't get me wrong. But it raised money, and Ryan Lettman, one of the past presidents in Rotary, was a big charge on that. It was fun. It was just a fun way to raise awareness. And I think anybody who's been a female who's been in the bathrooms there understands how long that line gets in a hurry and all that.
Oh, yeah. So. It's pretty crazy. It goes all the way back down to the stage sometimes. So,
right,
yes, it's
right.
A much-needed repair and upgrade for right. Sure.
But looking around, and I've got to tell you, it to me, it felt good. It felt mm-hmm. complete. It felt nice. The acoustics were great. Mm-hmm. People enjoyed the seats. People enjoyed the experience there. And I hadn't been there that long, two days in a row there for 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But even backstage, it just seemed like it was you're firing an all cylinder.
We are trying, and we've got a very active board, and one in particular who's a retired contractor who spends a lot of time giving his time to help polish and redo certain spaces. So we're really working kind of one space at a time in the theater where we can to really make it beautiful and then to make it more comfortable for our artists and our tenants that come in. So a ton of love all the way around and a ton of projects that need that love.
Right.
So if it's not a show going on, it's a project that we're doing.
Right.
So,
and I couldn't help as you were listing off the events going on that you looked at your magic phone.
I did.
So how do you find those events?
Panida.org, PANIDA.org.
Very good. And it has everything. Next several months are on there. It's very robust, up to date, all that kind of good stuff too, right?
It is, yep.
And you can purchase the tickets there as well, like you mentioned earlier.
You can. So please do that, or you can call directly to the office and we'll help you procure them online. So we can do that with you as well.
Yeah. And again, it's best to help support the locals.
Yes.
And there are people who will add on fees and scam and all that kind of stuff. But if you go to panada.org, it's guaranteed it'll be accurate. It's guaranteed they'll be accepted. It'll be the right price that way too. So if we can help you out with anything at all, the message is buy direct that way. Don't buy it from somebody through whatever it might be.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been far too long. I get to see your smiling face every once in a while on Wednesday at noon. But it's nice to spend time talking about a passion of yours and an important part of our community, too. So keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And if they have any questions about the Panada, give you a call, right?
Or
email you. It's on the website.
Everything's on the website. So we are there. And again, you can always call the office or you can stop by and visit with us, too. So.
And you're always looking for volunteers, I'll bet.
We are. We have a very robust volunteer program, and they're really the key to a lot of our success. So we appreciate them. We love them. And anybody that would like to participate, we're always interested in taking your name.
So.
Wouldn't that be fun? I've never done that. I might really? Have to do that one of these days.
Oh, we would love that. Yeah, fun. We have a great concessions area, and if you want to be a door monitor or a ticket scanner, I mean, there's all kinds of things that people can do.
I'm getting chills, and I don't know why right now. Well, again, thanks for your time, and thanks for your dedication to the Panada.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Chris Chambers, who is like, I don't know, he's like the Uber realtor in town, but he's also taken some time to become the Rotary president of the Sandpoint Club, and his term is coming up at the end of June, so he's, I think, excited, but also kind of has some trepidation, too, because he's had a great year here, and he wants to share a few stories and tales about all things Sandpoint Rotary. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Chris Chambers.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
Around here, we see a lot of people head out. No matter where they're going, we just help make sure they're ready. Before you hit the road, get a pre-trip safety check from Les Schwab Tires. It's free. Plus, this May, save up to $200 on select sets of four tires, including all-terrain, highway, all-season, and all-weather. So go ahead, explore with confidence. Les Schwab Tires. We're here to help you take the long way. Limited time offer while supplies last. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Are you looking for a fantastic boating experience? Look no further than Barracuda Boat Rentals, your go-to family-owned business. Based in Dover Bay, we offer a diverse range of pontoon boats for rent on Lake Ponderay and other scenic lakes in North Idaho and Washington. With various rental options tailored to suit your needs, family fun on the water is just a call away. Give us a call at 208-946-9242 or book online at BarracudaBoatRentals.com. Make your summer memorable with Barracuda.
There's something special rising at The Forge Artisan Pizza. Every pizza and bread starts with authentic sourdough made using flour from wheat grown and milled in Italy. Fresh, locally sourced organic ingredients are used whenever possible, bringing incredible flavor to every bite. Enjoy artisan pizzas, fresh salads, house-made pasta, and delicious desserts, all served in a warm atmosphere with outdoor patio seating. Open Thursday through Monday, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Experience handcrafted flavor at The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint.
At North Pony Outfitters, we're helping you get outside and enjoy every mile. You'll save 25% on hike footwear and 20% on Smith & Rope tents and sleeping bags. Perfect for your next overnight escape. Keep things cool with 25% off outdoor revival drinkware and coolers. Pick up a Perception kayak and earn a $20 gift card for every $200 spent. And if you're gearing up your workspace, Milwaukee Packout gives you $100 off when you spend $350. North Pony Outfitters. Outfitting. Work. And play.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open. Join us Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. for great food and waterfront views. Now hiring kitchen staff. Apply today. Visit pearlsonthelake.com for details.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on a glorious day. In fact, my guest pedaled his bike in here today. It's been so nice that way. I am so lucky. I've got President Chris Chambers. And Chris is the current Sandpoint Rotary Club president, whose term is coming to an end about June 30th or so, Chris. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I want to make sure at least we gave you a little love before you exit stage left, so...
Thanks.
How's your year going as Rotary Club president?
It's been fantastic. I think we've had a great year. We've had some great speakers. The club.
A little closer to the mic there.
The club interaction. Okay, a little closer.
There you go. Yeah.
The club interaction's been great. We've had some wonderful fundraisers. We've raised an awful lot of money for scholarships, and looks like we're set to have another wonderful Chafe bike event coming up here in June, and so that's going to be
right around the corner there.
Goodness. Hopefully, yeah. It'll be about another $100,000 we raise for the Lake Pendere School District.
And it's not chump change either. Over the years, Sandpoint Rotary has raised about $1.3 million now to local education, but some to club stuff too, things that the club does around the community. But what a difference. Where would that money come from if Chafe didn't give it to the school district, Chris? I mean, that's what I always kind of think that.
Yeah, I know Becky Kibera does a great job, and all of the teachers do such a wonderful job of trying to bootstrap things together. So I think an awful lot of times they would find a way to make it happen, but it just adds an extra level of burden on them. And some of it, you know, frankly, comes out of their own pocket. And so to the effect that the extent that we can have a positive effect on that, make them not have to worry about this and just get on to their day-to-day business that they're so good at doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's a partnership, too. Becky, everybody knows, is going through a battle with cancer right now, too, so she's very busy with her own life stuff right now, too. But she's
and
not
getting better. She's having very positive results with her treatment, so that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's for sure. There wasn't a dry eye in the place when she had mentioned that Rotary here a while ago. And, you know, I always think about the family part of who we are in Rotary. I mean, and I get to see it at a different, little bit different level nowadays. But it's we all come together and try to help each other out. And that doesn't happen in every organization. It doesn't happen by itself either. So I think it's really cool that you, being a busy guy that you are, said, I'm going to take a year and throw myself at being the club president. And one thing that you wouldn't mention, but I'm going to mention it for you, is you got a lot of stuff done, too, on building projects. We wrapped up a kiosk up at Pine Street Woods that was languishing. It was always a great idea. It changed. It morphed around. Prices changed. People who were going to build it changed around. And it kind of got lost. But we had, as the Rotarians, had given some money to the project. And we were fairly invested in getting it done. We just didn't know how to get it across the finish line. But you and then Emma back in the day kind of made that jump across there, talked to the Kinnexu Land Trust people and said, hey, we want to do this. How do we do it? And it worked out, and we cut the ribbon. I don't even know. It's probably been, what, a few months ago now. My goodness.
It has. It was last summer that we got that wrapped up. And that was one of those situations where we'd been carrying that money on our balance sheet for a long time. And I guess I raised my hand and said, what are we going to do about this? And they said, well, you're the perfect person to go fix it.
It was. Okay. In fact, I tear in my eye when you volunteered.
I didn't even understand that I volunteered.
That's the secret of success that way, too.
That's what you're so good at your job.
Well, you know, I'm lighter because of that. I truly am. I share the burden for sure. Another project, too, though, was the shelter at Travers, too. And, you know, it's funny. If you look around town, you'll see the Rotary logo in different places. You'll see it at Travers for sure. We used to have another kiosk there, and we have a bench and stuff there too. But you'll look at, Farman Park, you know, you'll see there the clock and the band shell and all that kind of stuff. You look downtown, the boardwalk going down to the water is a Rotary project. You'll look around schools, there's playgrounds, there's bathrooms, there's all sorts of cool stuff too. And how does that feel for you to be part of a legacy of building and really adding to it? I think those two projects are great.
It's great to go through town and see all the little things that we've done. And they're not, you know, we're not building bridges or massive civil infrastructure projects like that, but places where people can go and gather and spend some time and find community space so that they can, you know, come together and just be neighbors. And that's, and, you know, spend time by themselves and get to know each other. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So what would you tell somebody who didn't know what Rotary was? And you're talking to the wrong guy across the table here. But what would you tell somebody who said, I've heard about a group in town. I see some stuff around town. I hear about scholarships. I hear about polio or whatever. Why would I want to join Rotary?
Well, I think that's a very broad answer. That's because we touch on so many things. But I really think that the one of the defining moments for me was when our past president twice, Ryan Luttman,
I heard of him,
made the comment that Rotary is one of the few organizations that will actually drill a well that you'll never drink water from. And so the service projects that we do, we do light work inside the community, but the heavy lift goes into second and third world countries just to provide some basic human needs that for sanitation and drinking water, things of that nature, and the operations on cleft palates, getting kids glasses, things of that nature that are so important that we don't see in our bubble here. You know, we live in a perfect bubble, and so it really opened my mind and my vision about this when I joined the club 25 years ago.
It's 25 years ago.
It's been 25 years.
That's in the club. Really, really cool. I know that the Sandpoint Club has a project in Mexico too. Have you been involved with that much at all?
Absolutely. Nancy Lewis has been she's a member of our club and also a member of the club in Mexico, and came to us with a project, said, hey, these kids need, a school. They're actually teaching class under a tree, outside under a tree. And so we got together with the other Rotary Club in Mexico and started raising money back and forth. And the beauty of the Rotary is the Rotary International Foundation, because they have such a large foundation that they match money that we put into these projects. And so we have built the school, or helped build the school. It's not 100% just on our club, but we've helped build the school. Then we installed help with the bathrooms and the running water, and then computer supply. So it's been about a 10-year journey with that club, but we've actually helped build a school down there for these kids.
Yeah, I know a few members have gone down there and either looked at it or helped out a little bit too. I think Eric Paul did that two summers ago or so, and he came back just touched by it, moved by what had happened. And you do, you think about your life, then you kind of think about your concentric circles of people that you touch without knowing that you're doing that. And that's kind of what Rotary is all about. I've noticed that too in my journey, is that, like Ryan stole from somebody, I'm sure, because we build wells with water that we'll never drink, or we plant trees and we'll never be under the shade of those trees. But we know that money put into our foundation is well taken care of. And in fact, the Rotary Foundation has the highest ranking in Charity Navigator of any of the nonprofits, and we're very careful with that. And anybody who's ever gone through a grant process out there, thank you for doing that. It's a painful process in Rotary on purpose. There's times where you have to change your paperwork when the peso and the dollar change. so they're on it for sure. There's no wasted money. There's no overhead. They really watch every penny that way too. And so here you are, busy, busy, busy. And so somebody said something to you somewhere along the way that said, maybe you should be a chairperson. Maybe you should help out with – you've done many different things on the committees too. But that lift from a committee chair to being president – was that a good journey? Has it been a good journey for you?
It sure has. I mean, the whole process of joining any organization, any civic organization, and first you're a member, and then you say, well, I don't want to overcommit myself. I'm really busy. I have a lot of time, but I will step in and help with this committee. And then you find out that you have skills that you might be able to apply and help the committee grow and do other things. And it's pretty hard to ignore that and just walk away from that. That moral obligation you have inside yourself, that if I'm here, I'm going to do my best work. And that's what I want to make sure I do every day, is try and do my best work. And that's where you, it's hard once you get involved with a club and an organization. It's hard just to be idle, I think.
Sure. Well, some people find it, they can do that for sure. And that's okay. You always say you need piano players and piano movers. And so it's kind of a combination of different type of folks for sure. So when you run your meetings on Wednesdays at noon, you look out there and you see newer members. You see a very pregnant new member right now. You see people who are just in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and all the way up to the 80s, really. What do you think when you look out there and see that history of Rotary looking back at you?
It's fantastic, because you have some of the the anchors of the community, some of our founding fathers and first and second generation in there. And then you see this new group coming in. And again, like you said, we're having our first Rotary baby born to the club for a while. So it's great. And you never know what they're thinking, but they all have projects that they want to do. So it's fascinating just to be able to try and help them all.
Well, I want to thank you for stepping up again. And it takes a special person to run a club like that, 110 members strong, growing all the time, doing bigger, better things. Gave out a ton of scholarships last week to all these different schools. Nobody does it better than Rotary. So, Chris, thank you for your time today, and thanks for what you've done for Rotary.
Well, thank you, David, and thank you for your year, because it's been a busy year for you as our district governor, and that's a even larger commitment. Huge commitment.
Yeah, it's been fun. It really has. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And no greater club than coming from our club in Sandpoint. I wouldn't have done it without all the help from everybody else, too. So glad to call it in. I want to thank you for your time today. We're going to check out, and I think We're good to go. I've gotten the thumbs up from Tag, so we're even on time, Chris, which hardly ever happens for sure. But thanks for joining us. And again, we will see you next week on the radio. So have a good time.